under this category? No, it will not. It depends on which story. If it's a story about the past, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا, to the nation of Aad, Allah Ta'ala sent Hud alayhi salam. وَإِلَىٰ ثَمُودَ أَخَاهُمْ صَالِحًا, to Thamud, Allah sent Salih alayhi salam. وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا, to the قوم of Madian, Allah Ta'ala sent Shu'ayb alayhi salam. What happened with Adam and Hawa? What happened with our father and mother, Nuh alayhi salam? All of these stories, they're incidents too in the Quran. That could be a series for another Ramadan if Allah gives all qasas of Quran, stories in the Quran. They're not all asbabun, that will not fall under asbabun nuzul. Why? Because that is regarding past events. Right? The gist of tonight's session is just to understand what is asbabun nuzul to begin with. So, all of those are beautiful things, beneficial. Why are those stories revealed? So we can put our kids to sleep as bedtime stories? No, right? This is not a fiction. These are realities. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these stories, there's a lesson for those who have intelligence. مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. They're not fabricated, made up. وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقَ الَّذِي بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ. They testify to the truth of the previous scriptures. تَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And gives you the detail of everything you need for your guidance. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً. And it is a source of guidance and mercy for the believers. So, that would be a story, but regarding far past events. And all of the ahwal and the signs of the Day of Judgment and how the Day of Judgment is going to occur. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. And the trumpet will be blown. فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. They will be waking up from their graves and they will be walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say, يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا. Oh, woe unto us, who awoken us, who brought us awake, and disturbed our sleep. In our deep sleep we were, and they have now awakened us. Who is that? And the believers will say, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. This is what Rahman had promised us, and the prophets have spoken the truth. So this is an example about the future. That is not going to be termed asbabun nuzul either, because this is about a future event. All the ayat regarding the Day of Judgment. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the earth will tremble and shake, there'll be an earthquake. وَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا. And all of the bodies that are in the earth will be flung out. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا. And human beings will say, what is going on? What's going on? يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. The earth will begin to narrate the events that occurred upon it. It will testify. إذا الشمس كورت إذا النجوم انكدرت إذا السماء انفطرت. All of these are describing the Day of Judgment. It's not asbab al-nuzul. So then, okay, you're telling us what it is not, what is not. What is it then at the end of the day? So there are stories that are happening in the life of Rasulullah SAW. It's live, it's happening in the present. And the ayahs reveal about it. It's regarding it. متحدثة عنه أو مبينة لحكمه. Or it gives bayan and explains what's the ruling pertaining to it. This is halal, this is haram, this is good what you're doing, this is bad what you're doing. So an example is Allah Ta'ala says, عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّى. He frowned and he turned away. We don't know who frowned and who turned away from the translation. That's one of the great benefits of this whole exercise. Every night, this concept will continually be hammered in, that if we suffice on the translation and we say, you know, حَسْبُنَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Sufficient for us is the book of Allah, which is a كَلِمَةُ حَقٍ أُرِيدَ بِهِ الْبَاطِلِ. It is a statement of truth, but sometimes it has a batil and false intention behind it. Many of the deviant sects out there who are preaching batil and falsehood, they have a very beautiful slogan. That is the devilish marketing of Iblis, Al-La'in, who says that it sounds so good, it sounds so inviting, it sounds so holier, holy. What could be a holier statement? To say, حَسْبُنَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Sufficient for us is the book of Allah. Meaning, I don't need to see what, you know, the Bible or the Torah says, or the the Gita or this one or that one from the Hindu scrolls or the Talmud or the rabbis, what they corrupted. We covered many ayat about the corruption of the rabbis in Surah Al-Baqarah tonight. يَكْتُبُونَ الْكِتَابَ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ. They write on with their own hands. ثُمَّ يَقُولُونَ هَذَا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Then they say this is revealed by Allah. فَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا كَتَبَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ Destruction upon them for what they wrote. وَوَيْلٌ لَهُمْ مِمَّا يَكْسِبُونَ Destruction for what they earned by selling the deen of Allah. So, I don't need all of that. And beyond that, I don't need the philosophers and all of their false theories. حَسْبُنَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ Sufficient for us is the book of Allah. So it sounds very, very good. This is something we have to be aware of, different slogans, and try to read between the lines, behind the lines. What is wrong with this statement? It can be fine if it means all of the above, but it can also be very, very wrong. And how it can be very wrong is if it is coming from a perspective of inkar of hadith, of rejecting the entire hadith literature. Why would someone do that? Why would they do it? It's already happening. It's been happening. So there is an entire movement. If they call themselves Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, wow, you'll say, Allahumma ja'alna minhum, may Allah make us amongst them. Yes, like literally, we all want to be Ahlul Quran. In fact, the hadith says, Ahlul Quran, Ahlullah wa khasatuhu. The Ahlul Quran are the people who belong to Allah, the special ibad of Allah. Illam yakun Ahlul Quran, awliya Allah, falaysa lillahi wali. If the Ahlul Quran are not the awliya of Allah, Allah has no wali. Ahlul Quran are very special people. But today, the term Ahlul Quran is referring to a whole group that reject hadith. They say, we don't believe in any hadith. And at different categories, they reject it. Some say the hadith has not been preserved and is not important at all, period. Some say it was important in the time of Rasulullah ﷺ. Nobody ever has to follow Rasulullah. Or they had to follow Rasulullah, but we don't have to because it wasn't preserved. Or they had to because he was the Amir of the time, but he's not Amir of our time, so we follow our own Amir today. At a different strange levels of misguidance, of the tabaqat and the categories within this movement. In English, known as the Quranist school. What a beautiful name has been hijacked. Like the beautiful rainbow is a creation of Allah has been hijacked by different people. So subhanAllah, Quranist. Again, look at this. We are giving the example of a true sababun nuzul. We are going to be lost and completely lost without the context beyond, right? The context beyond the text. So that was what Sabab al-Nuzul provides us. Abasa, he frowned, watawalla, and he turned his face, anja'ahu al-a'ma, when the blind man came. This is basically, as you continue on with the story, what's going to happen? The confusion will only increase. Because now a blind man entered the scene. Who is this actor? Why did he come in? What in the world is going on? Remember, you guys said, hasbuna kitabullah, the book of Allah is sufficient for us. So try to explain this to us. So anja'ahu al-a'ma, the blind man came. We are very lost now. وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَزَّكَّى أَوْ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعَهُ ذِكْرَى You don't know. He could have benefited from your counsel and advice. أَمَّا مَنْ اسْتَغْنَى فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى And as far as the other group who are turning their backs, they don't care. Now there's more people. We have to figure out who they are. مَنْ اسْتَغْنَى They have sifa of istighna. So ghina means to be rich. Typically we say ghina is to be rich. But actual ghina, innama al-ghina, ghina al-qalb, is when you don't have the desire for more. He's a true ghani. The ghani is the one who is happy and content with what he has. So a person who has $100 million in his bank and he wishes that, oh my God, I'm only 100 million. I'm not even a billionaire. Not even 1 billion. So he is a faqir. And the one who has $100 in his bank, and he says, Alhamdulillah, I have enough food for today. I can have a huge feast, 100. Tomorrow Allah will give me, inshallah, another 100 or 200. I'm okay with what I have. He is the ghani. So ghani means to be happy with what you have. And if you add alif sinta, istighna means that you consider yourself. So these people, amma man istighna, they say, we're guided, we have enough guidance. We don't need much more guidance than this. فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى And you are going after him? You care about him? وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاءَكَ يَسْعَى وَهُوَ يَخْشَى فَأَنْتَ عَنْهُ تَلَهَى. And the one who is running towards you, he fears Allah, you're turning away from him. Anyway, we'll, inshallah, one night we'll cover this story. This is an example, a living example of some story happening. Some blind man is coming, somebody is frowning. He's giving attention to those people who are saying, we don't care about hidayah, but the one who's asking is being ignored at this time. Why in the world did this happen? How did it happen? What's the story? Is an example of sababun nuzul. Okay, so this is what I just mentioned before, that some ayat are revealed without a direct cause. They were sent down as needed. This is one attribute of the Quran which is unique compared to the previous scriptures. In particular, the Torah, we know for sure, was revealed in one shot. Because Musa, this is mentioned in the Quran, when Musa alayhi salam went to Tur and he came back with the Alwah. And he had the Torah with him. Allah revealed the entirety of the Torah. But when it comes to the Quran, it was revealed over 23 years. Najman, najman, ayatan, ayatan. Allah Ta'ala said, وَكَذَلِكَ فَارَقْنَاهُ لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. This is how I have revealed the Quran, with gaps. Some ayat followed by some ayat followed by some ayat, according to the needs of the time. So that you can recite it unto the people, لِتَقْرَأَهُ عَلَى النَّاسِ عَلَى مُكْثٍ, with gaps in between. وَنَزَّلْنَاهُ تَنْزِيلًا. This is the tanzeel of the Quran. And basically, the standard protocol of the mushrikun of Makkah is that whatever is happening, they're going to demand the opposite. So since it was coming per their needs, they said, لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ. Why is this Quran revealed? Jumlatan wahida. Jumlatan wahida. Why doesn't it come down one shot? Why do you keep on changing it piecemeal upon us? Giving us some and then some and just give it. Hey, you're going to reject it anyway. What does it make a difference to you? Because you're bent up on denial. Anyway, they said, Lawla. They keep on coming with Lawla. Lawla nuzila hadha al-Quran wa ala rajulin min al-qaryatayni azim. Why is the Quran revealed on Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why not on the qaryatayni? Qaryatayn is referring to Makkah and Taif. From these two cities, there is a great old leader, Mughira, or Walid ibn al-Mughira. He unfortunately died on Kufr. His son is well known, you know him, Khalid ibn al-Walid, Saifullah. Right? So his son became a great Sahabi, Rasulullah, the great general in Islam. But his father, from the Banu Makhzum, the Walid ibn al-Mughira, they say, why is the Quran revealed on him? He's an older wise man. He's a leader of Makkah and Taif. Why not this? Why not that? So they said, why not jumlatan wahida? Why doesn't it come down one time? كَذَلَكْ نُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكْ. Allah Ta'ala mentions, there are different reasons why it came over time. One of them is mentioned in this ayah. لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكْ. Because you have so many different challenges, so many heartaches, so many tests and trials in your life. Nothing less than the greatest, in fact, he had the greatest amount of tests and trials than anyone. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاء. The severest trials are upon the Anbiya. ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. Then those next in rank, then those next in rank. لَقُدْ أُوذِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا أُوذِيَ مِثْلِ أَحَدٍ. I have been tortured in the path of Allah like no one else has. And I have been threatened in the path of Allah as no one else has been threatened. So Allah Ta'ala revealed ayat as an ointment and a balm for the healing of the aching heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As the different tests and trials came, the different ayats were revealed. Some ayats were revealed were sent down as needed. And in fact, if you want to take it at a broader level and zoom out from the Quran, this is an explanation of the sharia that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It continued to evolve over time as humanity and civilization became more and more complex. So just like when you have a baby, then you have the 0 to 3 months clothes, hardly the babies can fit in that. Then when it says 3 to 6 months, then 6 to 12 months, I never understood. When it says, you know, 6 to 12 months or 8 months and 8 to 12 months, those are the ones that the new ones wear. And then the 12 month and beyond is like 3 month old wears. It's the whole labeling system is so off. But any case, these are the clothes. As the child is growing, 2T, 3T, 4T, 5T. If the sister is listening, they'll say, SubhanAllah, you actually know about this? I thought my husband doesn't care about all the clothes. Anyway, so you, as the baby is growing, you get the appropriate libas. And if it's a fit person, then when he reaches his kamal of perfection of now he has stopped growing, he's supposed to remain on that size, right? SubhanAllah, those who are on top of their health. That's why, yani, mashallah, those who are maintaining their health, there was a brother, his daughter's walima, he was very proud, and rightfully so, he was saying, this sherwani I'm wearing, this is from my walima. I was like, awesome, that's great for you. You maintain your libas, your body size, that the dress you wore when you were getting married, you're wearing on your daughter's wedding. So that's what, similarly is human civilization. As when in the beginning of time, it was very, very simple. Suhaifa Ibrahim wa Musa, and you know, Zahifa of the Anbiya alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam. And thereafter, as society was getting more and more complex, the wahi was changing. The ayat, that's why I said, let's zoom out. It's not only within the 23 years, it's within from the beginning of civilization, from humankind, when Allah Ta'ala instructed Adam and Hawa to come down into this earth, since the wahi began, the ayat and the ahkam were coming based on the conditions of the people. And then when the humanity reached the peak and pinnacle of its development, then the final revelation came. Like, this is the grown adult. Now this libas should last longer. It's going to last all the way till وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ, when the alarm bell goes. Which alarm bell? The alarm bell of the end of this time, when the trumpet will be blown. The angel has inhaled Israfil and is waiting to exhale. It's holding the breath for a long time, from a human perspective. Is there waiting? When the command comes, it goes. Then the end of times. So this Quran will be, mashallah, it is umumu zamani wal makan. It is timeless and universally applicable. One beautiful statement that stuck in my mind is that the Quran does not have an expiry date. And the reason it does not have an expiry date is the subhanAllah, the teachings of the Quran are never not applicable, not relevant, because it does not have any. The Quranic teachings never become outdated because they are not dated. That was what it was. The Quranic teachings never become outdated because they are not dated to begin with. There is no expiry date. It is universally applicable, means umum zaman, every country. Whether you are in London, Tokyo, Paris, or Saharan Africa, or in the Congo, or in the jungles, wherever you may be, North Pole to South Pole. In fact, if you now go to Mars or other planets, universally applicable, anywhere and timeless. SubhanAllah. So every era, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ahkam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave an example between him and the previous anbiya, and he said, we are like allati brothers. Banul allat. So there are different types of brothers. One is if you have the same father and same mother. That's called shaqiq. Then you have same father but different mothers. Either there were multiple wives at the same time, or one died and then the next one, widower, his wife died, then he married a second one. Either, whatever the case may be, different mothers is Banul Allat, same father. And Akhyafi means that same mother and different fathers. This is the widow who got married a second time, or a divorcee. So we are like brothers who have the same father and different mother. What does that mean? That means the basic Sharia is the same, the basic Aqidah is the same, but the Sharia and the Ahkam will differ. La ilaha illallah, the first part of the Kalima is the same. Adamu, Khalifatullah, Nuh, Najihullah, Ibrahim, Khalilullah, Musa, Kareemullah, Isa, Ruhullah, etc., etc. And Muhammadur, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So as the time is progressing, the ayat are changing, the Sharia is changing within the Quran 23 years as likewise. So this is number one. Ayat revealed without a direct cause but are sent down as needed. And other ayat revealed in response to specific events, as I mentioned about the blind man. And these events sometimes are dialogue that occurs. Sometimes general events were actions that are occurring. And sometimes there are questions posed to the Anbiya alayhi salam. There's a su'al and a jawab. Right? So, an example of the dialogue is what I gave. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking to the people in by the Kaaba. He's talking to the leaders, the blind man, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum. To be discussed later, he comes. That's an example of a dialogue. An event or action, there's one example I have here in the notes. Subhanallah. We have ma akhraj al-Bukhari an ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu qaal kana ahlul yaman yahujjun wa la yatazawwadun. The people from Yemen, they would come to perform the Hajj and they would not pack any belongings. Zadu safar. They would not pack any provisions for the journey. They would not pack anything. Any food, any lunch, any meals. وَيَقُولُونَ نَحْنُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. And they would say that we have reliance on Allah. Allah will provide. So people, they quote that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لو أنكم توكلتم على الله حق توكله لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. That if you had the true tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he would have provided the risk and provision for you like he does for the birds. They leave their nests, empty stomachs, empty bellies, and they return home with their bellies full. So I cannot even make this up. The following isn't what I heard. سَمِعْتُ بِأُذَنَيَّ هَاتَيَّ. Right? I heard with my own ears. I was sitting in one place. So the speaker, هَدَاهُ اللَّهُ وَهَيَّانَا, may Allah guide all of us, he was saying that does the bird have a degree? Does the bird have a job? The bird has tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we have tawakkul on Allah, he will provide, just like he provided the bird. But you don't have even, sometimes you have to take other text to make the make sense and to get the right understanding. But in this case, you don't have to go anywhere. Because the hadith itself says, تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا. It leaves its nest, empty stomach. Then it says, وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانًا. And the end of the day, it returns to its nest with its belly filled. So what was it doing? Was it going on a vacation? It was going to search for food, to make effort. So you have to adopt the means, right? You have to adopt the means, but then you don't trust in the means. Like, that's the test. If you don't adopt the means and you sit back, أَنزِلْ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ تَكُونُ عِيدًا لِأَوَّلِنَا وَآخِرِنَا أَنْ وَآيَةً مِّنْكَ وَرْزُقْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Like the final supper of the disciples of Christ, as they call him, from the Christian perspective, we say the Hawariyin of Isa alayhi salam. The final supper came. مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. They wanted that. If you wanted a miracle, what's the miracle? On demand miracle was a feast from the heavens. That's what they preferred. And it was going to be Eidan li awwalina wa akhirina. It's going to be great Eid. This first night, you're talking about Eid. Okay, anyway, so Eidan, they wanted a Eid. So that is that how, if that was the way of tawakkul, then it would be easy. Because if you have proper tawakkul, you get the ma'idah minas sama, the spread from the heavens comes down. If you don't have tawakkul, you won't get it. But that's not what tawakkul is. Tawakkul is to adopt the means and then not trust in it. Like if you have a camel and you say, I'm going to make tawakkul, this camel is not going to move. And it doesn't move. So then there's no test. Because what happens is that Allah is الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. It becomes يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْمُشَاهَدَةِ. The test is to believe in the unseen, now you're believing in the seen. So there's no test. But one is that you adopt the means and you don't trust in the means. اِعْقَلْهَا then وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. You tie the camel and then you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Sayyid Ahmad Khan Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to talk about asbab and the means, and he said that asbab ko ikhtiyar karna sunnat hai, asbab par yaqeen rakhna shirk hai, aur asbab ka inkar karna jahalat hai. Right? So asbab, the worldly means ko ikhtiyar karna, to adopt the worldly means is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To have full trust and believe in those means is shirk billahi ta'ala, that you believe that these asbab have the same power or supersede Allah. And to tarkarna, to leave the means is, and say, no, I'm not going to use these means, is jahala, is ignorance. It's not shirk. It's ignorance. This is ignorant behavior. Anyway, so this is Allah Ta'ala corrected this. What happened? We are those who trust in Allah. فَإِذَا قَدِمُوا مَكَّةَ Then when they finally somehow or the other they reached Makkah, all the way from Yemen. Then what happened? What do you think happened? سَأَلُ النَّاسِ They started begging from people. Right? سَأَلُ النَّاسِ So then فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى Allah revealed the ayah. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادِ التَّقْوَى وَاتَّقُونِ يَا أُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ That do pack your provisions when you go in the journey. Right? We do a pack. So this is the story of packing. Why is Allah Ta'ala saying pack your provisions? That's a sabab. That's an example of an action. Questions, su'al, there are examples in the Quran. The questions can be regarding past events. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ They ask you about who is the Dhul-Qarnayn king? What did he do? Or they ask you regarding events in present time. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْرُوحِ They ask you about the soul. Allah replies, what is the soul? قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي Or about events that are going to come in the future. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَ They ask you regarding the Day of Judgment. أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا When is it going to strike? Someone says, wait a second, didn't we say that incidents of the past and incidents of the future are not sabab nuzul? Yes, when revealed directly by Allah. But the question is happening when? In the present tense. So the fact that they're asking the question, they're getting the answer, that makes it part of the sabab nuzul. So this is just beginning the description of what sabab nuzul are. The next discussion was going to be, what are some of the benefits? Why are we even studying asbab nuzul in general? I believe this is a good stopping point. I was going to cover this as well, but it is the beginning of a new chapter. We will cover, inshallah, what are some of the benefits of the entire discussion. Why we should study sabab nuzul, how do we derive benefit from it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a beneficial session for all of us, not just increasing our ilm, but increasing our yaqeen in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That hadha kalamu rabbi, this is the book of my Allah, source of hidayah and guidance for us. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.